didn't intend to leave if I did leave, and my own notes don't indicate it, that I had a new message coming up today. I had a statement going out yesterday. I just didn't want to make it without clearing with you.
Said you were sending up legislation today.
No, no, I haven't even talked to Taylor yet. I don't know what the hell I'm going to... All I wanted to do was make a statement to show that we were going to stay there and we were going to replace the embassy.
All right, well...
I called Rooney that and told him...
I thought you wanted fast action
I may want it as soon as... No, I wanted to
call the meeting for tomorrow. I didn't say what it was for to the press, but I...
No, I just called. The only thing I called for was to clear a statement before I made it, so that the average congressman I've observed in 30 years, that if you don't kiss their ass, then they'll kick it.
You know, that right? Kiss mine.
Isn't that right? Then the average fella, if you don't kiss it, they kick it. So I called Rooney, and I called you, and I called the Senate boys, and I said, now, we've had an embassy blown up. It's downtown. It oughtn't to be downtown. It ought to be out in the edge somewhere where we're protected. Now, I'm going to make a statement that we're going to rebuild it. But before I do, I don't want to be presumptuous enough not to have you all as my partners. And somebody said, well, let the council call. And I said, no, I'm going to call myself. I said, let the State Department call. And I said, no, I'm harassed to death, and I'm staying up till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. But of the 10 men in the United States that were for me back before 60, about 3 of them on this list. Now, one of them was John Rooney, who only had a half a vote in New York, but he got his little ass kicked all over town. One of them is you in Ohio, and one of them is somebody else, I guess McClellan. And they're all for me, so I'll call them myself.
Well,
so I just called you and read you the statement. Now, I'm going to see Taylor at 5:15. I'm going to talk to Taylor. Then I'm going to talk back to Rusk when I meet them tomorrow, and we'll discuss this thing. My own judgment is, at this stage, without any information, my own judgment is, what they ought to do is get out of that downtown area, put up somewhere they can put a big stone wall around it, and make a building that they can put up in 90 days or 4 months or 6 months as quickly as they can, instead of a big marble palace there.
That's exactly what I told them today, and I said, let's build a building that we can get up in a hurry, a good substantial building, and then when we get this thing settled down, if we want a big palace, come back and we'll take care of it.
All right, well, you and I were born on this.
So we're just
on the same farm.
And I hope you do that.
I'm going to, unless they change it. I've talked to him, but...
I'm told Taylor said, oh, no, I won't settle for that. I want a big, ornate building across the road from the British Embassy. Well, this is nonsense.
Well, I don't know. We'll talk to him, and I haven't seen him. I want to see him 5:15. I'm still over at the mansion. Yes,
incidentally, I had the prettiest little Tennessee filly, walking filly, born last week here or so.
Well, I have to take a look at it. We'll have to match horses.
Sure.
Thank you, Wayne. Take
okay,
care. Thanks,
Paul.
I know.
You don't call me. Have somebody call me.
I know. Thank you, my friend.
Okay.